This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In addition to the shortwave broadcast that most of you listen to, we are now on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lichinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 in the morning and 6:30 p.m. each Sunday evening. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us on 95.9 FM. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through our website contact page, and you may also find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/gospel2africa. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet website is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Lately, I have been thinking much about heaven. I repented of my sin and committed my life to Jesus Christ 49 years ago. Over those years, I have thought on occasion about what heaven will be like, but I have never given the topic so much study or thought personally as I have this year. Recorded songs about heaven have been played to me recently, and it has caused me to think even more deeply in my mind about this. While Christians are not told everything they want to know about heaven, the Holy Bible tells us a considerable amount. The first Bible portion that comes to my mind is John chapter 14, where Jesus tells His disciples, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You have put your trust in God. Put your trust in Me also. There are many rooms in My Father's house. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going away to make a place for you, and after I go and make a place for you, I will come back and take you with Me. Then you may be where I am. You know where I am going, and you know how to get there." I am certain that the place He prepared for His disciples then includes me now. In chapter 17 of John, Jesus prays for all Christians, even those like me, who would be yet in the future when He made this prayer. Jesus prayed to His Father then, "I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in Me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as You and I are one, as You are in Me, Father, and I am in You. And may they be in us so that the world will believe You sent Me." In the Bible book of Acts, chapter 1, Jesus was speaking about the power His disciples would need to spread the gospel good news message worldwide. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You will tell about Me in the city of Jerusalem and all over the countries of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." When Jesus had said this, and while they were still looking at Him, He was taken up, a cloud carried him away so they could not see him. They were still looking up to heaven, watching him go. All at once two men dressed in white stood beside them. They said, "You men of the country of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will return in the same way you saw him go up into heaven." Those Bible verses are so exciting to me. While the disciples were probably startled and then saddened to see Jesus go up to heaven, they had the promise of Jesus that their turn was coming for that ride up to heaven also. Next, I want to call your attention to the Bible book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, where it reads, "Christian brothers, we want you to know for sure about those who have died. You have no reason to have sorrow as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and then came to life again. Because we believe this, we know that God will bring to life again all those who belong to Jesus. We tell you this as it came from the Lord. Those of us who are alive when the Lord comes again will not go ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud call. The head angel will speak with a loud voice. The horn of God will give its sound. First, those who belong to Christ will come out of their graves to meet the Lord. Then those of us who are still living here on earth will be gathered together with them in the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the sky and be with him forever. Because of this, comfort each other with these words." Oh, how great to see Jesus Christ face to face. And how I hope to be in this second group that are still alive on the earth when Christ returns. But either way, I am thrilled and excited beyond words to be with Christ forever. The Bible book of Revelation, chapters 21 and 22, have a beautiful description of the new heaven. Notice over the next few minutes how often the Bible says there will be no sin in heaven. Sin has ruined the earth, and God will not allow sin to spoil heaven for all eternity. Jesus promises us this. Listen to this. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There was no more sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. It was coming down out of heaven from God. It was made ready like a bride is made ready for her husband. I heard a loud voice coming from heaven. It said, 'See, the home of God is with men. He will live with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will be their God. God will take away all their tears. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All the old things have passed away.' The one sitting on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Write, for these words are true and faithful." Then he said to me, "These things have happened. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the water of life. It is a free gift." The street of the city was pure gold. It was as clear as glass. I did not see a house of God in the city. The all-powerful Lord God and the Lamb are the house of God in this city. There is no need for the sun and moon to shine in the city. The shining greatness of God makes it full of light. The Lamb is its light. The nations will walk by its light. The kings of the earth will bring their greatness into it. The gates are open all day. They will never be shut. There will be no night there. The greatness and honor of all the nations will be brought into it. Nothing sinful will go into the city. No one who is sinful-minded or tells lies can go in. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life can go in. All right, then over in Revelation chapter 22, the description of heaven continues. Listen as the Apostle John tells this fascinating story. "The place where God and the Lamb sit will be there. The servants he owns will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. There will be no night there. There will be no need for a light or for the sun, because the Lord God will be their light. They will be leaders forever. Then the angel said to me, "These words are faithful and true. The Lord God of the early preachers has sent his angel to show the servants he owns what must happen soon. See, I am coming soon. The one who obeys what is written in this book is happy. It was I, John, who heard and saw these things. See, I am coming soon. I am bringing with me the reward I will give to everyone for what he has done. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Those who wash their clothes clean are happy, who are washed by the blood of the Lamb. They will have the right to go into the city through the gates. They will have the right to eat the fruit of the tree of life. The Holy Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wants to drink of the water of life drink it. It is a free gift. He who tells these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Let it be so. Come, Lord Jesus." May all of you have the loving favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be so. Now, friend listening on the radio today, to go to heaven when Jesus returns at the second coming or when you die, you must have already trusted in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and repented personally of your sin to become born again and to be given eternal life in heaven with Jesus. Today is the day to repent before God and confess Him as Lord and Savior and receive Him into your heart. My friend, I am going to pray for each of you as individuals right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily, and we enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap also has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. See photos of Terry and me and learn and read more about us and our ministry. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. You may also find us now on Facebook at www.facebook.com/gospel2africa. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a living, loving, intimate relationship.